6:30 or so in the morning, and the chickens are up, and I haven't been to bed. I'm sleeping periodically at the moment. Lots to do with Love Fresh. Just want to keep on top of everything. Make sure that any customer support, I suppose it would be termed, or questions from people using the app can be answered. I've been up all night, kind of excited that and thrilled that Apple have featured us today on the front page of the iTunes store. So I think we're about the third app down when you switch iTunes on your phone. That's very exciting, but it's also a bit scary because we soft launched for a reason. We didn't seek press coverage. We were approached by the Next Web, so we were glad to speak to them, but we didn't go out of our way to register with different tech blogs and things because we need to build content, and we build the content by interesting food enthusiasts and farmers and food lovers and producers to get checking in and talking a bit about food in their area and slowly building. That's the idea, and then when people come to hear a noisy launch from us, we've got a lot of data there that people have produced, and it's very clear to people how to use the app. From there, we've kept it simple so that we can get that bit right and then move on. Being featured on the App Store means that we will get a lot more downloads, absolutely no doubt about that. It's fantastic news. The problem is the reviews that might come from that, from people expecting to find local food next door to them, and realising that there's nothing, no one in their area, they're the first person to get the app. And so the local food story won't have begun. People are used to directories, and we're trying to create something entirely different to a directory. We're trying to start from scratch, really, and make a whole new model for people interacting with their food supply and food suppliers, and food suppliers interacting with them. So yes, I'm very nervous. On the other hand, I can't complain. I mean, we've been released for 4 days, and to get featured by Apple is a thrill, a real privilege, and it makes us really pleased that they at least get us, so they're not going to be marking us down. But it's a shame. There's a few reviews appeared on the App Store, and they're quite sort of cutting about the lack of locations when it was never something we were claiming to provide. We've clarified our description on the App Store, and I've made a long blog post. I wanted to explain a bit about it because we have actually got a massive database of local food all over the world, but frankly, it clutters the app, it clutters the model, it diffuses the message that we're trying to get across to people, and it does nothing to break down traditional directory approach to these things. Anyway, well, that's all. It's completely freezing cold out here. I'm shivering. I'm going to go in and make a cup of tea and maybe try and get a little bit of sleep. Some joggers going past. It's an early start. Sun's coming up though. Mist's clearing over the field. Ducks are pottering about on the, I don't know what you call it, big dip in the field full of water, pond. And I'm unable to take everything in at the moment. It's all amazing. I'm having the most fun I've had for so long. We've worked so hard getting Love Fresh ready, and it's really exciting to have launched, and it couldn't be going any better. Still, nonetheless, you have to hold strong and realise that certain things take time to build. No matter how great people think the concept is, they need to see it working and to understand it. Anyway, I'm going to go. Like I say, it's so cold. Have a good day. Cheers.